with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this August the 9th, Tuesday. August the 9th.
Oh, yes, it is August the 9th. I was about to say it's the 8th, but it's not.
You'd be wrong.
I'd be wrong.
I got it in the wrong sequence. You got the wrong date.
I know.
But we won't argue about that. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I got the date wrong because it was Little Dodds' birthday on Sunday, and I was thinking it was Monday. Well, I was thinking it was the day after that, in which case that was why the date was wrong, but it's not right.
Ten. Blimey, I know. Doesn't time fly?
I know.
She was a baby in arms when she was first on this show.
Did you see, I tweeted or Facebooked, I think, a picture of her when she was in headphones and everything.
Yeah, 4 years ago that was as well,
I know,
wasn't it? Amazing.
And we had that happy birthday song, didn't we?
We did indeed.
The lovely Gabby.
Yeah.
So she's coming on a show in a few weeks.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Did you know that? Did I tell you?
Yeah, no, you certainly did tell me. And of course, she's all grown up now, so she's probably going to present the whole...
She's a professional podcaster herself now. She's an introduction person on my podcast, isn't she? So, you know.
There you go.
Hopefully she'll do some speaking.
Sorted.
Yes.
Sorted. Anyway, look, it's lovely of you to join us here on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for that. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on our brand spanking new telephone number, which is Ashford 01233 220035.
So does something flash when that goes off? I'm looking around.
Well, my phone is supposed to flash.
Oh.
But somebody trying to be funny last week, Mike Thompson, yeah, called and then hung up straight away.
Oh.
And of course it tinged as well, which it wasn't supposed to do, and that came out on air. So we need words about that. Mm. But no, it does flash and ting and stuff. But
okay, looking forward to it then. Somebody phone in just so I can see that happening, please.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to phone out because our first guest is a telephone guest, but that's going to be an outbound call. But you can call us on 01233 220035, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb using the hashtag BBunker. And we have had, Joe, exactly, because I counted them all, 1,943,732.4 tweets.
And you've given up exaggerating, so I do believe you.
I've told you a million times not to exaggerate, haven't I not? And do you know what? I'm going to start off with a tweet.
Go on then.
And I've had a tweet from Athel Bray. That's A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E. Athel Bray LTD is their Twitter handle.
Sounds very Scottish.
It sounds very Scottish, but I think they're actually from Ashford, but near enough.
Yeah.
It's on the, yeah.
It starts with an ah.
Yeah. Athel Bray Limited, and they say, big thanks to Keith and Kate, who sponsored the 24-hour relay walk in July for cancer research. Wait for this. We raised a total of £33,000.
Wow.
£33,000. So fantastic effort from everybody involved in that. And thank you, Athel Bray LTD, Athel Bray Limited on the Twitter, for bringing that to our attention. And do please give them a follow. But what a fantastic effort that was.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm. I've got a tweet that tweeted me, which means it's appeared more, and you as well, but it's not through the hashtag. So I feel I should read it out.
Okay.
It's from Cars from Kent.
Okay.
And they say, could they have a shout out, please? Buy and sell your car on carsfromkent.com.
Fantastic. And they didn't. Are you saying they didn't use the hashtag?
Let me see. They might have done, but they put my Twitter name in as well, which is
why
they
addressed
it
to you and not me.
No, and they did to you. No, and they did use the hashtag as well.
Okay, I'll let you off.
But there's so many under the hashtag that the fact that it had my Twitter name in meant I saw it. That's a way to get more messages, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, isn't that sweet? They talk to Joe directly.
God, you're so jealous, so easily jealous, Paul.
I know. We've had a tweet from Brian McDowell over in Herne Bay. He'd like to come on the show at some point. Well, I think we could probably arrange that, Brian. And I really need to tell you about this.
Go on, then.
The absolutely fragrant Amy McManus of AM Marketing. She says, could we have a shout out, please? Just to announce that Amy has been listed as a finalist in the UK Digital Entrepreneur Awards.
Ooh.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Canterbury-based AM marketing, Amy McManus is a finalist in the UK Digital Entrepreneur Awards. Big up, Amy. Well done.
Definitely. Wasn't she on the show the other week? Did I
she
say?
She was indeed, yes. Yeah, a yes. few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was indeed on the show a few weeks ago.
Her name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a tweet from, and I've seen a couple of tweets from them, and I'll get to their second one, which explains exactly what they do in a moment, but I'm trying to read through the list in a sequential order.
And I'm not, by the way, as usual, just to be clear.
You're going to go from whatever came in last, aren't you?
I'm going to do the one with the picture in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to do the ones that just look interesting,
yeah,
and then
right.
I'm going to read them again
Kent,
in 10 minutes'
next.
Time, and you're going to go, I've already read that, Paul. And I go, well, I wasn't listening to
that's
you.
That's right.
Mind you, it wasn't as bad. Did you hear last week?
No.
Did you hear Jules?
No.
That was so funny. It was so funny. I did the, we've got a new telephone number and it's 01233 220035.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that about four times like I did earlier.
Yeah.
And immediately Jules, who wasn't paying attention at all, went, it would be much easier if we had a telephone. And I said, we have. She said, well, why don't you tell people the number? And of course, everybody in the studio fell apart and she went, you've already announced it, haven't you? And I went, yeah.
Oh dear, too many holidays, Jules.
Yeah, bless. Anyway, we've had a tweet from RGVA LTD on the Twitter, and they're a vehicle branding company. And they've tweeted that, and then I know later on, because I saw it on the Twitter list, they've expanded on what it is they do. So when they get to it, I'll give it another go.
So is that it for this one? Can I jump in with mine that I'm jumping in with? The picture one, Riverford, Kent.
Oh, right.
Riverford_Kent.
The Organic Sisters.
They're looking for drivers, Canterbury to Ashford Triangle, for the Canterbury to Ashford Triangle, I presume. They're obviously keeping the
Is that like the
down.
Bermuda Triangle?
Possibly. There is one, isn't there? It's the one around, what's that place, near Womanswold and all that sort of place. Where's that over there?
Womanswold.
Between Dover and Canterbury.
Yeah.
There is a Bermuda Triangle there.
Oh, is there?
I have got lost there so many times. I've gone round and round in circles and not found my way out for years.
Is that their response to Operation Stack?
Yeah.
To send all the lorries into a region where they disappear. We sorted another problem on the Business Bunker Show.
Exactly. But it is that area is random. I ended up once coming out on Stone Street down a road with grass down the middle. The Land Rover tends to take you to dodgy places, doesn't it? And another time I ended up going down a road going, oh, this looks familiar. And remembered I'd gone horse riding down this like really small lane, but I ended up driving down it randomly and it came out in the Yorkham Valley. How did I get there from wherever that place is I just said?
Weird. Women's World.
Weird, exactly. And it wasn't even that place, but I can't remember what it's called. Something Well. Shepherd's Well.
Shepherd's Well.
That's got it. Anyway, right. So Riverford, Kent are looking for drivers. Canterbury to Ashford Triangle to drive this beauty, they say, which is a picture of their van, which says Live Life on the Veg on the side, which I think looks very cool. It's not a white van. You wouldn't be a white van driver. You would be a very cool, entertaining...
Green van.
Organic van type driver.
Thank you for that. Oh, Amy's tweeted again. Do you know what she's doing to celebrate her nomination?
Go on, then.
She's going out for a skydive.
Oh.
As you would.
Like you do.
It's a bit of an overachiever, really, isn't she?
Sounds like it.
And I've got this really weird one.
Go on, then.
I've got a tweet here, and it's a gif of somebody waving at me. Can you see it? And it's from Abdul Shakur. I am Abdul Shakur is his Twitter handle, and he says, Vanilla Web, your award-winning and friendly sales expert, say hello. And he's got a gif of some strange bloke waving and saying hello. But hello. Thank you for that. I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll read one more tweet, and then we'll do a couple of emails, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the Southeast Business Show. Hi, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. Are you coming to the B2B Southeast Show on the 30th of September? Free seminars, free networking, large exhibition, all taking place at the Copthorne Effingham Park Hotel, 30th of September. And there's a website, which is b2bsoutheast.com.
Lovely. Well, Neville's got a tweet here, Neville Gaunt, saying, what's the common link between women in business and men in business? Find out on the Business Bunker today. So I'm looking forward to that.
What do you think? What could it be?
I have no idea.
The common link between men in business and women in business. Anyone got an idea? Business, maybe?
Well, I suppose. That doesn't sound as intriguing as I was hoping.
I bet he caught it fooled all you. None of you lot knew.
Well, I was going to say in.
Oh, let's really nail it.
If we're going like that. But anyway,
pedantic right. Central. Yeah.
Okay, should I do an email?
I think you should, really, Joe, yeah.
So, there's a business community breakfast on Thursday the 11th of August. It's at the Honourable Pilot at 7:30 in the morning, as usual, apparently. Mm. And they say that although one or two of the regulars can't make it because of the holidays, they're still meeting because they don't want to miss anyone by taking a month off. That's true commitment.
Absolutely.
And they say last month, several connections were made and they had news of a number of events that were relevant to more people than might have been expected. And Colin even had a unexpected donation of books for Sunburst Books. Be interesting to know who Sunburst Books are. Mm. I guess it must be some sort of charity or something. Mm. So if you want to find out more, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Cool. There's a quick fire business headshot event taking place on the 16th of August at the Grain Store in Faversham. And it's being organised by Richard Torbal Photography. And you can follow Richard on the Twitter. And his Twitter handle is rtorblephoto, and that's spelled rtorblephoto, rtorblephoto. Or you can go to his website, which is richardtorblephotography.com/quickfire session. Now, Richard's also saying, I'm going to give away one of the slots on my event to someone who is out of work but actively looking for help to get back into the game. So if you can give this a mention on the radio, just get someone to tweet me. So if people want to take advantage of this, if you tweet Richard, either for themselves or to recommend someone, so that's someone that's actively seeking work at the moment and they'd like a free headshot photograph for their LinkedIn profile or their profiles on social media or on their CV, and you can get that by tweeting rtorblephoto.
That's brilliant, isn't it? A really good, great offer. And the photos I saw, because I checked it out, because it's happening when I'm on the show. I must be on the show next week, because I thought I must remember to mention it next week when it's happening.
Blimey.
And the photos are great, the ones that he'd already got on there. So
he's the king of squinch.
Squinch, what's that?
Squinch.
Go on, tell me.
Apparently, according to Richard, when he does your photographs, if you want to look like Brad Pitt, he said to me, would you like to look like Brad Pitt? And I went, oh, go on then. Yeah. He said, well, you need to squinch.
Right, go on then.
Well, what's squinching?
Go on, try it and I'll tell you if you look like him.
I'm doing it now.
Nobody's convinced.
No. Apparently, it's how you look at a camera when somebody quickly says to you, I'm going to take your picture.
Right.
And
so for the purposes of radio, can you describe what squinching means?
Yes, basically, the underneath of your eye,
yes,
you draw it up very, very slightly in a cheeky kind of winky kind of way.
I'm trying. We're all trying here.
Yeah.
Hope you're trying out there. Anyone,
there's some squinching.
If anyone manages now, it
looks more like you've got a sty.
Yeah. If anyone manages it, tweet a picture for us.
Well, what you need to do is go on to Richard's headshot event,
give me
isn't
a headache.
It? Yeah. Now, if you go on to Richard's headshot event, he'll teach you how to squinch and he'll take some photographs of you squinching.
But, Paul, I can't because I've got a job to do next Tuesday.
That's true.
We'll mention you next week, though, and see how you're getting on. Perhaps you could tweet us some of the shots.
Absolutely.
Good,
right. I'm going to very quickly do this and then we're going to play the first bit of cheesy tunage on the show. Gracia's events have the Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Charity Ball. And it's a black tie event and it's taking place on Saturday the 10th of September and the tickets are £80 a head. And it's to raise awareness for fetal alcohol syndrome and the funds for the first local fecal, it's not easy to say this, fetal
alcohol. I think that sounds completely different actually.
Yeah.
what you just said.
I'm talking a lot of, fetal, no, so stop it. For the Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Resource Centre. They're out of order here. You can contact Grace at Gracious Events, and her email is grace@graciousevents.biz, or you can phone Grace on 07840 120586. That's 07840 120586 to book your tickets to a black tie event, the FAS ball, and that's taking place at the Gillingham Football Ground, Priestfield Stadium, on the 10th of September. So do support that, please. Right, for all that jolliment and merriment and Mickey taking, I think it's time we played some tunage, don't you?
Yes, good plan.
So we're going to play a bit of tunage. Here we go. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hopefully we got our first guest of today on the phone now, the lovely Deborah Fielding. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Cool. We're having to talk to you on a mobile phone, so it may be a little bit crackly and breaking up, but we're okay at the moment. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Deborah is from Myrus Media. Deborah, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about you and your business?
Okay, well, thank you for asking me on the show. And as you said, I run Myrus Media, and I provide world-class inspirational speakers and build international speaking portfolios for my private clients.
Wow.
And I started off as a speaker bureau some years ago, but I've got a strong belief that opening people's minds through inspiration will contribute to a much better world.
Mm.
And so after working with the biggest and the best for about 22 years now, it just became apparent to me that they know how to speak, but not all of them know how to build a successful business career, a speaker business.
Right,
in particular, the really great speakers that are up and coming, you know, they've got this great talk that they've developed, but they don't quite know how to get themselves out there, whereas I do. I don't know how to talk, by the way, Paul, but I certainly know how to build a speaker business.
Okay, but I wanted to ask you about that, if I could, Deborah, just so that we're clear here. So you're not teaching people how to speak in public.
No.
You've got people perfectly accomplished at that.
Yes.
What you're doing is telling them how to make a living at it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got my traditional, I say traditional, there's nothing traditional about it really, but it's a speaker bureau, which most people will be familiar with, where a corporate will phone up for a speaker. I will match the right profile to that and put somebody in to do a great keynote speech. So I've worked with celebrities and big high profile business people and entrepreneurs for 22 years, but there are a lot of speakers come to me. I must get this, gosh, at least two or three times a week. I'll either get something in the post with a, you know, there'll be a DVD, or somebody will fling a business card and a book at me at an event and say, put me on your website. Well, their approach is so crude.
Yeah.
I've been really disparaging over the years, but I just came to realise, actually, you've got it all wrong here, Deborah. These people don't actually know how to do it. They don't know how to go about building a speaker business. And you do, so that's really easy for you, but not for them.
Right.
Apparently, I've just released a date for my next course, starts in September, and that's exactly what I'll be doing. I've worked with some big high-profile speakers, business and celebrity-wise, and so you learn a lot in 2 years of working with people.
Absolutely. It, funnily enough, it is something I know a little bit about because, bizarrely, I actually worked as a motivational speaker on the international circuit for about 15 years. And I wish you'd have been around. Well, you probably were, but I didn't know you. I wish I'd known you then because I needed a lot of help. Because exactly as you say, I'm pretty accomplished at speaking and doing that. But actually, selling it as a business was always incredibly difficult. Luckily for me, I got most of my work through word of mouth, but I wouldn't have had a clue how to do it otherwise.
No, and I think, you know, I've worked with some pretty high-profile types out there. I mean, at the end of last year, for example, I brought Michael Gerber over, the author of The E-Myth.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a terrific speaker, but there was big holes in his systems and his processes that even he's written about, you know, and it was quite interesting. So, and last year I worked with some really high profile business people and realized that their stuff, in inverted commas, that their products, their services are spattered about all over the place, and it just not needed all bringing together. So they can talk, but they haven't got the rest of it to make life a lot easier and more productive. So I just did that recently for one of my clients, and he's just come back from Mexico speaking, where he was out there for I think it was 5 or 6 days he was talking, and he had triple his normal fee. So he's a really happy character, and you know, was thrilled to bits with the experience and everything. So, yeah, it does make a difference.
Yeah, brilliant. Joe wants to ask you something. Joe's a co-host here.
Hi, Deborah. I'm looking at your website. You have got some rather prestigious clients. I can see. I'm really interested in how you actually work with them. I'm just looking at, you know, some really high profile people, imagining that it's probably not them that you're working with in some of the cases. It's probably assistants and so on, and in other cases perhaps it is them. But what do you actually do? How does it work?
Well, a normal speaker bureau, and how I started off many years ago was just precisely by a company would phone up and ask for a speaker. This is my budget, this is what we want to cover. And so I'd go through my speakers and think that will do the great job, and off we'd go. But what I tend to do predominantly now is I work with speakers in depth. I'm much better when I've got to know somebody over a number of years and build up long-term relationships. So, for example, I was with a big Olympic sports person last week having lunch, and we're building an event for him and making the whole thing just slightly different to what he would normally do. And I find that I'm at my best when I'm like that, working in depth with people, getting to know them and moving through their talents and their abilities that way. And of course, once you've got that all sorted out, then it's fine to work through a PA or an assistant, and you build up relationships with them. As you know, as you know, in business it is all about relationships, and absolutely, when you've worked with people for, you know, 10 or 20 years, you tend to know them really well, and you can jump the fence before them because you know what they're not going to like and what they're going to really love. So you're looking out for that kind of thing all the time.
Absolutely. So, Deborah, I mean, thank you for telling us all about that. And it's a fascinating thing that you're doing. And I happen to know that fairly soon you're going to be one of the main keynote speakers yourself at a Women in Business event on the 15th of September. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah, so the 15th of September, it's in Whitstable, actually, and it makes me chuckle because I've never been there.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'm quite looking forward to going to that. And, you know, just on social media alone, there's been a big buzz about it, and it's great to be asked to go and speak. They're wanting me to talk about work-life balance, which I'll say nothing about now. You must come along and listen if you want to hear what I've got to say about that.
Brilliant. Am I allowed?
Of course.
Being a woman in business, Paul.
Yeah. I've got a pink tutu, if that helps.
Yeah, that helps. Actually, I was an ex-professional ballet dancer, so I would appreciate that.
So that's taking place on the 15th of September at the Crescent Turner Hotel in Whitstable, as you say.
Yeah.
And you're the keynote speaker, along with a lady called Elsie Igbenedola, who is a property investor, I do believe.
Yes, I've not spoken to Elsie. I'm hoping we'll get together or at least have a conversation before the day, which will be interesting to hear what she's all about. So the great thing about these kind of events is you'll always hear or meet somebody that's just going to add a little bit of extra to your life and make your life easier. And it's great to be able to see what people's troubles and problems are, so you know what solution to build for people. And it's only by talking to a group like this that are forward thinking and wanting to get on in life that you find that kind of thing out.
Absolutely. So in a case of physician heal thyself, do you do much public speaking?
Ironically, at various events, and I go along, I do always make it known that I'm not a speaker. I'll always have my notes with me, and I make no apology for that whatsoever. You know, I'm much better on the other side of the desk. I'm great at lifting people up and putting them out into the limelight, and I'm happiest when I'm backstage, so to speak. I'm more comfortable doing that role.
Absolutely. But I'm sure you're going to be brilliant. And I know that, as you say, loads of people are looking forward to the event on the 15th of September.
Yeah, and I'm really passionate about what I do, Paul. So I think it's important to, you know, I started speaking by accident when I was somebody had been let down, and I said, OK, I'll pop along and do the event for you. And I was asked back again, and so on it goes. So I do enjoy speaking. I think if it just makes a difference and inspires somebody, then that's a great thing, surely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deborah, I'm interested in the topic. You said work-life balance. That doesn't relate to speaker bureau type work as such. I get, you know, there is a
link,
isn't
there? It doesn't relate to anything, and my talk is going to be an interesting one. I don't think they're going to get what they thought they come for. You know, I run four strands of my business. I have an event company that puts events on for my speakers. I run my speaker bureau. I work with my private clients, and I've built this speaker business course. So there's four strands to the whole thing.
Wow, okay.
And that definitely keeps you busy, and there's a lot of things to juggle there. So you know, make a work-life balance what you will. So I'm quite keen to stand up and say what I think about work-life balance, to be honest with you.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I've got a perfect work-life balance. I work. I've got no life.
Yeah.
Cool. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're looking forward to you coming to Kent and coming to Whitstable and speaking to all those lovely business people at the Women in Business event.
Yes, me too.
Can you just give us a shout out for your website so that people can find out more about your businesses?
Yeah, so my speaker bureau site is Myrus Media. That's M for Mother, I-R-U-S, myrusmedia.co.uk. And if anybody wants details about my course, if they want to tweet me at Deborah Fielding and just put speaker course, hashtag speaker course, I'll pick up and send you all the information through. I think that's a fair thing to do.
Yep, that's brilliant. So thank you for that. So that's Deborah Fielding on the Twitter and hashtag speaker course. If you want to know more, do follow Deborah, do hashtag her and ask for more details. Deborah, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too, Paul. And thanks so much for asking me. It's been great.
Absolute pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, there you go. Deborah Fielding, Myrus Media. Interesting stuff, eh?
It's funny, isn't it, when you talk to people and hear sort of something, and then as you delve, you know, it sounded like, you know, a business, and then all of a sudden
it's four a bigger
businesses.
Business. Yeah,
said, you know, people don't always lead with the fact that there's such a sort of...
As someone that also has multiple businesses, it becomes wearing, you know, and you sound like such an idiot when people come up to you at a network meeting and they go, what do you do? And you take this huge intake of breath.
Yeah.
You go, well, basically.
Which bit are you interested in?
Yeah. And it just, one, it's a failure from both points of view, really. One, it either sounds like you're just being overly pretentious, well, I've got millions of businesses, me, mate, or two, it just sounds like you're being really rude to the person that asks and going, oh, not again. Mm-hmm. And I've worked really hard at trying to encapsulate what I do, but it just won't be put in a box.
Yeah.
It just will not be put in a box. So, you know, yeah, I know what it's like. Cool. I'll tell you what, do you want to go with another email?
Yep, okay. So there's a big breakfast with Damien Green, MP, who's... something important now, isn't he?
He's the Secretary of State. Sorry, excuse me, I'm just laughing a bit. I shouldn't. He's the Secretary of State at the Department of Work and Pensions.
Oh, there you go. See, I knew he was something. I just didn't know what. He's not very political.
He's also the MP for this very studio that we're sitting in.
I knew that bit. I just didn't know. I knew he was doing something important now.
Yeah.
Not that he wasn't before, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so it's a networking breakfast at Eastbourne Manor on the 23rd of September, Friday the 23rd of September. 7:30 till 9. I'm guessing that's with, yes, the Chamber, kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. And also Muesli Mafia is on the, oh, there's three. There's the Thursday, the 18th of August at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells, Wednesday, the 14th of September at the Warren Police Club in Bromley, and Thursday, the 29th of September at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. And those are all 7:30 till 9:30, including breakfast, members and non-members, £20 plus VAT. Why is it the same price?
Sorry?
Why is it the same price for members and non-members? Oh, are these? Was this somebody else that did it and now it's sort of embraced by the Chamber? Is that why?
I think that's probably why.
I think that's
why.
What I sort of remember from somewhere.
I think that's probably why.
So it says, join us at our popular and highly attended breakfast networking sessions in a congenial and relaxed atmosphere.
Sweet.
Lovely.
I always wanted, many years ago, to introduce the Ladies What Latte to Muesli Mafia so that they could have a full breakfast.
Yes.
Don't you think that would be kind?
Yes, because you just only get muesli if you go to this one.
Exactly, and you only get a latte if you go to the other one.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. I'd like to go to the, you know, bacon, sausages and egg breakfast.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. We've had a, talking of which, we've had a tweet.
Talking of which, that's the next page.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, go for it then, Jo. She's on a roll. She's conjured up a breakfast, would you believe?
Kent and Victor Chamber Breakfast Networking, 8 till 9:30, including full English breakfast. And it's a different price for members and non-members here. It's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight to highlight its products and services and how you can help other businesses. Join us for a delicious, full English breakfast and lots of networking.
No, none of this muesli rubbish.
No, exactly. So you've got Friday the 26th of August, Kent and Victor Chamber in Ashford. I think Andrew Priestley might be speaking. Would that be right?
He's speaking at one of them, certainly.
Yeah, so that looks like it. Thursday the 1st of September is at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury, and Thursday the 8th of September at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone. And then Thursday the 15th of September is again at the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce in Ashford, and the guest speaker is Bibby Financial Services. So there you go. There's your full breakfast, everybody. I might make a note of one or two of those.
Fantastic.
You know how I don't go to anything. I'm going to start
You're going to the breakfast.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, really?
I am. I'm saying it here and now.
I'm going to get Bird to sort you out.
Sort me out in what way?
Hey, you can't keep living on these breakfasts, these fry-ups, Joe. It's not going to do you any good. You need to be more like me.
such an entertaining, funny show today.
We've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media that says, hey, Vanilla Web, can we have a shout-out on the Business Bunker, please? We design cool websites, and we have website and hosting and marketing services at fruitbowlmedia.com. Cheers, Jay. So thank you for that. a new listener, Bridget Designs. Bridget Designs, B-R-I-D-G-E-T. Hey, Vanilla Web, can we get a shout out for our creative original web and graphic design services in Kent? Thank you. So do give them a follow. Bridget Designs on the Twitter. And our friends at FMRC, FMRC underscore inquiry. Fraudmanagementresourcecentre.com is their Twitter handle, and they are asking for a shout out again, and I'm happy to do that. So that's FMRC underscore inquiry is their Twitter handle, and fraudmanagementresourcecentre.com is their website. And
there's one here from Butterflies and Dreams Events. And
that'll be the lovely Amanda.
Amanda, is it? She said give her a shout out because she's speaking at the Mid-Kent LWL. What's that? Mid-Kent Ladies Who Lunch, is it?
LWL.
Probably.
No, that's Ladies What Latte, isn't it?
Oh, it could be Ladies What Latte. I can't on the logo, it's a circle, and all I can see is the E's and the W, but I can't see the rest.
No, that's so Ladies What Latte.
It's Ladies What Do Something,
yeah.
Which apparently is a fabulous low-cost ladies networking group.
Well, it would be. It's only coffee, isn't it? There's no sausage involved.
But anyway, she's talking about how to get the most out of your event.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
I had a tweet from somebody with a name. Seriously, their name is Paul Incredible.
Paul Incredible.
Paul Incredible.
You see, and you wanted that Twitter name, didn't you? But it would have been taken.
Well, obviously, it's not that easy because his Twitter handle is Paul Incredible _. Paul Incredible _.
He's not the only Incredible Paul.
which is somewhat helpful. Yeah.
But he is the first. No, he's not the first.
He's the second. Paul Incredible _. And he says, Vanilla Web, Paul Incredible here. I'm from Kinetic Circus. I run workshops and perform in Kent and London. Any chance of a shout out?
What, circus performing?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to click on his bio because I want to find out more about this chap. Paul Incredible is a circus performer, a fire artiste, close-up magician, and human oddity. No, he is.
Human oddity. Wow.
A human oddity. That's what he is.
Is there any definition of what that is?
No,
I think when we're going back to you calling yourself Paul Incredible, human oddity, you know, I can see that. We don't know what it means.
No, I mean,
can you fire eat, Paul? Can you fire eat?
Can I fire eat?
Yes,
I probably could, but not deliberately. sorry, I'm trying to find him again because I've lost him since I tweeted away from him. Right, now I found him again.
So yeah, does he teach how to be human oddity as well as how to fire eat?
Joe, it's no good asking me these questions. I've read you everything in his bio. I'm not psychic. I don't know. I can't find out.
Find,
do you know what you're
going
to have to do? Is you're
going
to have to find this man on
I'm
Twitter and you're going to have to hold him down and cross-examine him. Yeah, and hope he doesn't breathe fire on you while you're doing it.
I know. Right, really? I'm definitely looking them up now, Paul, okay?
Okay.
So tweet and tell us more.
Absolutely. We've also had a tweet from GT40. That's GT _40.
Sounds like lubrication.
FORTE. Well, it's a clever play on names, actually. GT _40, FORTE, because, in fact, what they do is they are Kent's world-leading manufacturer of Ford's iconic GT40.
Oh, wow.
Replica supercar. Do you get what they've done with the name? That's really clever, isn't it?
Yeah,
so they make replica GT40s, which for anybody in the car world knows is a very iconic sports car. And they're GT40, GT _ FORTE on the Twitter. So do give them a follow, please. Do you know what? I think we're going to get Amanda working now.
I was feeling a bit achy.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
We've got the absolutely adorable Amanda Wells in the studio. Now, she's not going to talk. Unusually, this is the first guest we've ever had that's a guest on the show that's not going to speak.
She's a mime artist.
Yeah, she's a mime. Yeah, absolutely. And she's already miming. How many fingers has she got there? Oh, right.
She could go into partnership with Paul Incredible, actually.
Yeah, as
an option. Go on, carry on.
Amanda is from Lava Spa, and I think that's Lava _Spa, is it?
The Twitter handle. There would be a link.
And whilst we're reading out some more tweets and emails and stuff like that, she's going to work her magic on everybody in the studio. She's going to be giving us some head and shoulder massages. I'm looking at her in case I get this wrong, and I'm waiting for her to pull her face at me. You could tell us, Amanda.
Yeah,
back and shoulder.
You could whisper it to me,
I heard her. We picked her up, back and shoulder. Yeah. So she's going to do some back and shoulder magic with some. Hold up, what you got? She's got hot and cold shells, I think. Lava shells.
I can tell you about them, actually.
You tell us about a joke.
Some people might have had like stone, hot stone things in the past, which
some people were stoned.
Hot. What is he like?
I'm shocked. I'm deeply shocked. I didn't know you were that way inclined.
And these are similar ideas in that they're warm and are heated, but they're ceramic and they have hot water inside them. Not hot water. No, I don't know what was inside them, actually. I didn't ask that question. Something inside them.
Cuckoo lava spit.
Thing. Lava thing. Something inside them that heats
cuckoo
them up.
Cuckoo spit.
That heats them up.
Right, okay.
And then they're very portable because you don't have to, like, stick them all in a big vat of water like you have to do with the stones.
Okay.
And apparently they're very good and they're very smooth and very hygienic.
Right.
Anything else? So I was listening. I just forgot to ask the bit about what goes in them.
What does go in them? Have we found out yet?
I don't know. I saw a little sachet of something. I don't know. It's something that makes them hot. I'll ask. Hang on. What goes in them?
It's a sachet with magnesium.
Blimey. It's
magnesium.
It's a smorgasbord of chemicals.
It's a volcano. It's a small mini volcano.
It's a reconstituted volcano in a shell, is what it is.
It is.
And while Amanda is coming round giving us neck and shoulder and back massages, the lovely Bird, who is my capable assistant here, is going to do some Facebook Live.
We haven't got to take our clothes off as well, have we?
Oh,
I'm joking.
What a good idea.
I was joking. Poor Amanda thought I was, you know, worried. No, yeah. I was joking because I'm not taking my clothes off.
Yes, result. So if you want to start doing that, apparently as well, I have been reliably informed that I'm not getting a hot one, apparently.
No, apparently not. More like the north face of the Eiger. No, what's it called, the technical term? A glacial shell. You've got a posh one, you say.
A glacial shell. Glacial.
Yeah. Yes.
Does that involve
glacial?
Does that involve polar bears and stuff?
And penguins, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
But apparently, with these stones, these shells, you only need three to do a whole body treatment. Whereas if you had stones, you'd need about 5,000,024.
Okay. Right. Okay.
That might have been exaggerated. Well, 23 or something. You said.
Let's get Amanda working her magic and. Birdie's going to film that once she's started. But whilst she's getting herself, you start whenever you're ready, Amanda. You just lob a shell. Who wants to go first? We'll start with David. Start with David. Lob a shell at David. And while you're doing that, we'll do some more tweets and emails.
Yeah. And while you say magic, I did look up Paul Incredible. And he has some testimonials on his website that say he has pizzazz and he's gobsmackingly good. So he sounds quite impressive, this Paul Incredible.
Yeah, we're gonna find out more about him.
We are.
Yeah.
We should get him in the studio one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we have fire in here or not?
I don't think he's
got LED light things. We could have a glow.
We can have that instead. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Right.
All right.
Shall I read something?
Amanda, yeah, but Amanda's started her work now, and David's he was looking a bit stressful to start with because he wasn't really sure what she was going to do to
That's
him.
That's right. That was the stress.
Yeah, but it's now looking easy. If I'd known you were going to do that with those hot shells, Amanda, I would have bought some shirts for you to iron as well.
Oh, he's so funny, isn't he?
Right. I'll tell you what. While Amanda's doing that, David's looking very chilled and relaxed now, I have to say.
Absolutely brilliant.
Is it good for headaches? Because I've got a headache working with Paul.
Yeah. Cool.
Shall I read a thing?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So so it says, hashtag quick updates. Downloaded the latest software. I sound like an advert, don't I? On Tuesday, the government's Cyber Streetwise campaign is launching. Hashtag quick updates to encourage the general public to download the latest software updates as soon as they're available. Software updates contain vital security upgrades which protect devices from viruses and hackers. Advice from the government's GCHQ cybersecurity arm, CESG, outlines that software updates are one of the most effective measures you can take to protect yourself online. If you want to find out more, you can go to cyberstreetwise.com. That's
cool.
C-Y-B-E-R.
Is it? Is
it? Know that.
Oh, thank you, Jo. I've had a tweet from DWAD. Charity, that's DWAD, DWAD Charity is their Twitter handle. And they say, Vanilla Web, is there any chance of a plug for our charity football game? DWAD, DWAD.org /super10/2016. We're raising money for doing it for Kelly. I'm not sure. That's a hashtag as well. Play Super 10 Charity Fantasy Football with a difference. Pick 10 football clubs to score points for you throughout the season for a chance to win over £1,200 in cash prizes for yourself, plus money going to a charity. Hold on, let's find out more about this. Give it a tweet. It's a local teenager, Kelly Turner, who needs to raise £1 million to pay for life-saving cancer surgery. This is a fantasy football game, and it's in order to raise money for Kelly Turner, who needs life-saving cancer treatment. You can find out about it by following them on the Twitter. That's the easiest thing to do. DWAD Charity, D-W-A-D, DWAD Charity, or their website is dwad.org. So do check that out. Fruitworks, hey, Vanilla Web, we're proud to sponsor the Business Bunker radio show. We're the community creative workspace in Canterbury. That's canterbury.co is their website. Sorry, no, it's not. Fruitworks.co is their website, and they're in Canterbury. So do check that out. You've read out B&D events, haven't you?
The butterflies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good, Paul. You're keeping up.
I was listening. For the first time in my life, I was listening to Joe. How did that work? We've got Shining Star VA, Shining Star _ VA. Vanilla Webb, we'd love a shout-out, please, on the Business Bunker Show, providing freelance PA services to local businesses. And the lovely Lisa Settle is said, listening to the Business Bunker Show, having a great show.
Sorry, I've just read the butterflies thing again. She has replied, it is Ladies Who Latte, as you said, but there's going to be more than latte this week because she's throwing them a party with Bucks Fizz and canapes.
Woohoo, canapes. What yes. you got? What you got for canapes? Sausage and bacon and egg canapes.
Could be. No, it'll be little bits of
how's it going,
oats,
David?
Won't it? The muesli.
Absolutely brilliant. I thought
he's looking quite smiley there, isn't
Should
he?
Should we have had this after his talk rather than
He's going to be comatose.
Yeah.
I was hoping to have it twice.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fill in while he's snoring because he's
absolutely.
So relaxed.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we'll be able to do that.
I want to tell you about an event that's coming up in November now, and this is a first. It's a brand new event that's happening in Kent, and I'm pretty excited about this. I'm going to be chairing the event, but it's not my event, but I'm going to be chairing at it, and it's a completely new and different event for Kent. It's called Grow Kent, and it's taking place on Wednesday the 30th of November from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's happening at the Ashford International Hotel. And there are six high-profile presenters who have accomplished significant business outcomes, and they will be challenging your thinking, giving you fresh ideas, powerful insights, and strategies that really work and show you how to implement in your business now. So it's about how to grow your business and take it to the next stage. Plus, there are key exhibitors with knowledge to share. Plus, there are four workshops which you can book in advance, so you can go on a choice of your workshops or... there is the chance to do some one-to-one clinics and mentoring with a group of mentors that are there. So there's lots of different things going on. The whole thing kicks off with a breakfast.
Ah, very good.
Which is good. So Joe will be there. Yeah.
I've got it in my diary because you do keep tweeting about it. So I thought, oh, I'd better put it in the diary then.
It's some of the speakers that are booked are Tim Lunscombe, Barnaby Winter, Alison Edgar and Warren Knight, but there are a range of other speakers, workshops and mentors there. It's going to be a fabulous event. All the business support organisations, both the FSB and the Chamber of Commerce, are supporting it, as are Kent County Council. It's going to be a big event, and we're really looking forward to it. 30th of November, be there or don't be anywhere. It's a great event. Grow Kent. Look out for it. Look out for the tweets. Look out for the Facebook posts on it.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Brilliant. Do you know, I'm a bit aware of what we look like in these
headphones.
We look like they're Cybermen. Is that what they are?
You listened last week.
No, I didn't.
We talked. We
I'm
had
just
exa-
looking at you thinking you look like a Cyberman.
We had exactly that discussion really? Last week. We had exactly that discussion last week.
The old ones we had used to twirl around our heads, didn't they? So they're more sort of, you know.
Yeah. It is definitely Cyberman, isn't it? I'm glad you think that, because Jules went off on one about Daleks, yeah, which was completely pointless.
Completely different baddies.
They're Cybermen, aren't they?
Cybermen,
yeah.
Just their own colour, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. Aren't they? Funnily enough, we have had, and there is actually a picture on the wall right behind Bird, of Doctor Who in this very studio.
Yes, somewhere.
Over on the right,
Colin.
No, Tom Baker.
That's what I meant to say. Why did I say Colin?
The greatest Doctor Who of all, Mr. Tom Baker, has been not in this Ashford studio, but in our Dimsherit studio on more than one occasion talking to us. And what a fascinating man he is too.
Why did I call him Colin? Because I did know
you're
exactly
thinking Colin
who you
Baker. Colin was Baker I? Was a was a after Tom. Colin Baker
was
a
Doctor
Who.
As well? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I did mean Tom Baker, but Colin obviously came out by mistake.
I spent a fascinating hour with Tom. I went to his home to pick him up to drive him to the studio, and all the way he lives in East Sussex, and all the way from the studio, from his house to the studio, he chatted to me about his reminiscences in the world of showbiz. He was absolutely outrageous. He was so indiscreet. He told me so many stories. It was unbelievably good. It really was good. He's a fabulous man. Really, really, really interesting bloke. Doctor Who. And that's what, in tribute to him, we have Cyberman headphones.
Exactly. Yeah. We should let him know.
The Kent Invicta Chamber and the UK Trade and Investment Organisation have an event happening on Thursday, the 8th of September, at the Medway Innovation Centre, and it's on intellectual property.
Oh, okay.
It's from 12:30 until 4:30. And it says most successful businesses, large or small, are built on well-managed intangible assets or intellectual property. Attendees will gain a good understanding of the different types of IP, what IP they already have, and how to protect their assets. And that's a UK Trade and Investment Invicta Chamber combined workshop Thursday, the 8th of September, at the Medway Innovation Centre in Chatham. So do go to that.
Oh, I'm having
Amanda started on Joe, so I think Joe's going to be non compos mentis for a few minutes.
It does. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, and it stays warm for so long.
Yeah, I've got really achy lower back and shoulders and everything, and I often do, and it is definitely helping.
And you've got warm ones.
I've got warm ones. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you shivering over there.
Yeah. So how come I ended up with a cold one? Is that because I'm last and it's gone cold by then? Is that how it really works?
No, of course not, Paul.
Ah, right, okay.
Ah, it was right. Jules's...
I may not be that mean.
It's Jules's...
She set me up for
you.
This,
she set you up, yes.
Okay.
She always does that, though. She used to set me up to not have food when I was here, so
That's Jules all over. She's such a cynical woman.
Yes.
I've got a tweet here from a really interesting organisation, and I want to kind of get this right. They're called Equinox 3D, okay? And they go... Vanillaware Business Bunker, we do 3D engineering, CAD design, CNC machining, 3D scanning, 3D printing, and high performance composites. Could we have a mensch on the show? They didn't like the term shout out. They thought it was a bit chavvy. So they prefer a mensch. Yeah. So that's a mensch to Equinox 3D. As I say, there are 3D engineering, CAD design, CNC machining, 3D scanning, 3D printing, and high-performance composite manufacturer in Kent. And I'm hoping to get them and a company called ITL, who manufacture medical devices here in Ashford, plus a couple of other people, onto the Business Bunker show in a few months' time, where we're going to do an engineering and manufacturing special. Because I think it's an area of the marketplace that we don't cover very much, and it's something that we should, because we've got people like Equinox 3D in the county that are doing some really interesting and innovative stuff, and it'll be really good to talk to them. So thank you for tweeting, and we will be talking to them in some depth later on in the year, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Cool.
I mentioned earlier RGVA vehicle branding and the fact that they tweeted me, but I didn't have a lot of data.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the data now.
Okay, go on then.
It says, hi, Paul. Following on from the tweet earlier, we've got a competition going on. They're a vehicle branding people, and their competition is, summer holidays are underway. The perfect time for your kids to get creative. Our Volkswagen Transporter's rear is in need of a funky new look. That's the back doors, isn't it? Blowed her doors off, isn't it? Yeah. Our Volkswagen Transporter rear is in need of a funky new look, and our designer is too busy with a mountain of client concepts, so we need your help. If you go to a link, oh, they've got another shortened link, so I'll have to work. This is on a Facebook page that they've sent me to. Yeah. If the vehicle outline for our transporter's rear, and you can download and print it, and then you can do your design. That's the basics of the competition. it's taken me to a Facebook page, which is RGVA Vehicle Branding. RGVA Vehicle Branding. So if your kids want to get involved, excuse me, in designing the rear doors of a Volkswagen Transporter, if you go to RGVA Vehicle Branding web Facebook page, you can then follow all the links to find out how to download a picture of it so that you can do your design work. So do check that out. It looks like loads of fun. I had a tweet from Kelly Culver. For the web, may I have a shout out for my new startup business, Route 66 Motors UK.
Great new logo.
It's got a great new logo designed by one George Beresford.
Mm-hmm.
He works for me.
Ah, yeah.
Is he moonlighting? George has designed the fabulous logo for Route 66 Motors UK. Route 66 Motors UK is also their Twitter handle. And I happen to know that Kelly is a qualified motor mechanic, and she is restoring muscle cars, primarily Ford Mustangs and Camaros, for sale. Mm. So if you want an original Mustang or a Camaro,
wow,
and you want it engineered by Kelly, get along to Route 66 Motors UK. That's and talk right. to her.
I've got a question for Amanda.
Yeah.
Do you normally do this like lying down? Because I'm worried. I'm worried about your back.
I asked that question once.
It might be a bit awkward for you.
I asked that question in a bar once, and I got punched.
Is that one of those ones they lean forward thing? You bring a chair along type thing. Okay, cool. Yeah. So Amanda says she has one of those massage chairs where you sort of sit on it and lean forwards, and then she does the seated. Well,
she did ask if she could bring her massage chair here, and I said it wouldn't kind of work in the studio.
No, but I was just checking because I was just thinking that I can't see her because she's behind me on working on
she's
my back.
She's behind you.
She's behind me. Oh, no, she isn't. But I was just, you know, thinking it's a bit awkward, but obviously when you've got somebody positioned correctly, it's different. So yeah.
Absolutely. We've got 2 minutes until the midpoint break.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back from that break, Amanda's going to assault me with a cold shell, apparently.
Yes.
Which is going to be interesting. And then we're going to talk to our studio guest, David Millam, who's sitting here looking quite chilled and relaxed now and without a care in the world, having had his back massage. I've got a few more tweets that I want to read out. Red Sails Faversham, they say, Vanilla Web, we know how to brighten your week. We've got 4 new gins. And Business Bunker listeners should guess who found one. And they've posted a picture of the lovely Julie Anderson of ROP Office Contracts and Richard Torbell of Squinching fame with a bottle of gin, as far as I can make out, called Few.
Oh.
Which is interesting. But as a teetotaler myself, I don't know anything about that. So I'm not really sure what to do with that. And we've had a tweet from Oasis. That's O_A_SYS. Business Bunker, please can we have a shout out for our Business Sense 2016 exhibition?
You're not having much luck with your pronunciation of things.
I've got a frog in my throat. That's the problem. Exciting news. See Bianca Miller, apprentice star and award-winning entrepreneur at Business Sense 2016. This is taking place on Tuesday, the 18th of October. Let me see if I can find out where. Bear with me a minute. It's taking place at the Royal Overseas League, St. James's Street, London, SW1. And it's an... making business happen, and you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is o-a-sys.co.uk, oasis.co.uk, o-a-sys.co.uk. So do check that out.
Have you read out the UK Directory app one, saying that they're listening via their app?
No, I haven't.
It's highly entertaining and they're enjoying the banter, but they're now hungry because of the food talk.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know, UK Directory app, they have a directory, which is on an app, luckily.
For those of you who weren't paying attention.
but this is the important bit. For some bizarre reason, they have a picture of me on the front page. And yes. if you click my mush on the front page, you can hear me talking because it takes you to the Channel Radio live stream.
Lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think Jules is listening? Because she's tweeting a few things. And I want to find out what's in that picture where she said fab idea or
fab dear.
No, it isn't fab dear. But what is it? What do they do?
They make 3D doodads.
But what's a doodad?
And I know the last one I saw that they posted were lampshades.
Is that what those pink things are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He fabricates via 3D printing various things.
Cool. Very good.
Do you know what we're going to do now, Joe?
Have some more tunage.
We're going to have some more tunage and have our mid-show break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to David Millam, who's our studio guest for today.
Lovely.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, good plan.